you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Back-to-back hockey, the San Jose Sharks are back at SAP Center at San Jose, taking on the Los Angeles Kings for the second time this year. And we are fresh off a cathartic experience in Salt Lake City, Utah, as the San Jose Sharks spotted the Utah Hockey Club a 2-0 lead again and ended up winning it overtime in maybe the most dramatic fashion we've seen in a little while. What'd you think?
First off, great use of the word cathartic. You're absolutely 100% correct. That's what the team needed. We all did. We all did, without a doubt. And yeah, it's been a while, right, since seeing something that dramatic. You saw it in the playoffs when, and I'm not comparing the two, but you're comparing the comeback as being down by a 4-1 score and then being able to mount a comeback. It's the first time, Danny, in a long time where the San Jose Sharks pulled their goaltender and scored, didn't get scored on. And it was exactly how you described it, cathartic and necessary and meaningful. And now, can you build on it from here is the big question. Without a doubt, the good feelings will be there for another few hours, and then the guys got to make sure that they're focused, ready to go tonight.
I think it's interesting because Ryan Warsawski, they've got the meeting in the morning, and they're not going to skate, obviously.
Right.
But they're not going to get together with us or anything until about 4:30 this afternoon. And I think that's a little bit different. Normally, it's a little bit earlier than that. And I think it's probably to allow them to sort of savor this and then get back and get to work.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And just, well, media can be that, you and I've talked about these a lot, peripheral opponent that, at certain times, you need to just block out physically. And this is, they're making themselves available. It's nothing nefarious by the team or anything like that. But to give the team a breather, flew home last night after Salt Lake, give them a little bit of a rest, give them a little bit of a chance to, as you said, savor this, understand what it took to do this, just get that first win. And then you can have controlled access from we, the media, us ink-stained scribes and media divas that sometimes can, I think, bring more unnecessary noise into the dressing room.
Well, what's the proper noise right now? Obviously, today we heard news that Ethan Cardwell was recalled from the American Hockey League San Jose Barracuda. Both you and Heyer are very, very high on his capabilities.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Ty Dellandrea was put on the injured reserve list. That happened in the last game. He came up, I believe it's an upper body injury. Is that right?
Yeah, he blocked a shot, and you know, we don't know what, but when he blocked a shot the way he did, I'm thinking ribs.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's really mid body, but anyway, what qualifies? It's like if you have your wrist below your knee while they look at you, it's a lower body injury. You know, that's the kind of gamesmanship.
Your sleeve length is, I guess.
Yeah, gamesmanship that happens in the NHL or you know whatever, but that's unfortunate because he's another important piece that's among the new players. Tyler Toffoli did exactly what he was supposed to do, scored at the right time. What a great goal that was. And how about Alex Wennberg? We talk about the goal, obviously. He was in the right place on that inboard carom of the shot. But the other part of it is all those faceoffs that he won in critical moments of the game. It's one of the reasons why Mike Greer brought him to San Jose in the first place.
So those two goals, the second and third goal, are identical. Absolutely identical as Wennberg wins the draw, uses his feet, help from Eklund to get the puck, back to Wallman, over to Granlund, Zetterlund in front, Toffoli slides to the offside of the net because he's so good at tipping pucks, and the shot. One Zetterlund gets, the other is Granlund straight in, And then on the third, on the tying goal, it's again, Wennberg wins the draw back to Wallman. Wallman, I talked to Jake after, and he said that he saw that they were sliding over to Granlund right away. So he decides to take the shot and get a good bounce, and it goes to the right guy, and Tyler Foley, and they score. But Wennberg also wins that draw in overtime with the power play. Yet you cannot overstate the importance of faceoffs, especially in the defensive or offensive zone, and what it means in those situations. There's nothing more demoralizing on a empty net situation or a power play situation where the other team wins the draw and clears it 200 feet down the ice, and you got to reset, and it makes life a lot more difficult. Wennberg did a great job on that. And, we talked to him after the game, and he said, because I asked him, you know, you and I have talked about this as well, that Wennberg always seems to have a conversation with the guys before every faceoff.
And he even huddled up with them a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in the offensive zone or the defensive zone, he's always got a conversation going before things happen. And I asked him about it. And he said, you got to have a plan. He said, you can't just go into a faceoff situation and just drop the glove and hope to win it. You got to have a plan in order to, you know, and make sure you execute, and everybody needs to know what they're doing. Certainly everybody did there.
Well, there was another conversation that happened just before that, and I'm going to replay the way it sounded on the Sharks audio network.
Created some momentum. I like Zetterlund getting in on the forecheck, being physical against Ian Cole behind the net, and continuing to play. Not an easy thing to do, but the Sharks out shooting Utah Hockey Club right now, 34-21.
How about Matt Benning on the bench leaning over and lobbying with one of the officials? You see that?
I do. And not happy.
He's speaking extensively about something. That's where the referee, isn't it? Yeah. That's Tom Shimolyevsky, I think, that's over there. And he is getting an earful from Matt Benning right now, and it's an extended conversation.
I like it.
Off the faceoff, Goodrow wins the draw. They're still talking as they get back to play. Now Benning's going to have to release. Actually, that's Mitch Dunning, the other referee. I got that backwards. But still a very extended conversation, so we'll see how the sales pitch works the rest of the period. Goodrow, Brunstrom, and Stern. They fight for control. Back behind the net, though, Kolyachonok gave it away there. Brunstrom trying to chip it back to the point. It's stopped by CeCe left side. He moves away from a check. Then he gets hauled down there by Bukestad, and that is going to be a penalty for tripping against Nick Bukestad here in the third. 7:28 left in the third period, Jamal. 4-1, but now the Sharks have the Cache Creek power play.
Assist to Benning?
Yeah, I think I was just thinking the same thing.
Yes.
Matt Benning talks to the referees, and then right after that, in the next sequence, there's the penalty. I talked to Matt after the game, and he said basically he was saying, he was telling Mitch Dunning that the Utah Hockey Club players were kind of behind the scenes surreptitiously holding his sticks, and he kept pointing at the players and where it was happening. And, you know, sometimes when you make a suggestion, things happen.
Depends how you make the suggestion. And that's the conversation. I mean, it's the way you make the suggestion that you'll get the ref's attention. Sometimes you'll make the suggestion in a different tone, and the ref totally ignores you because he's ticked off at you. It's a human emotion, you know. Don't be criticizing me and having this tone that's going to try to make me look silly. So it's the way that Matt Benning has a conversation. Matt, we've talked to him several times. Matt's he's a great deliverer of information, and the way he does it is very even keel. Even though it can be a very passionate conversation, it can be a conversation where you know that he's being forceful. He doesn't do it in a disrespectful way.
All right, so Jake Wallman, 3 assists in one period. Only the third time in the history of the San Jose Sharks that a defenseman did that. The last guy to do it, Doug Wilson, back in 1992. Neil Wilkinson was the other one. A lot of great memories for you and me there.
Yeah.
But now it's on to Los Angeles. Got about a minute left in the show.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about what the Sharks have to deal with. The one thing that was bad in the game against Utah, another two-goal deficit to make up. They can't do that tonight.
They can't, exactly. This is where the game's going to go. And when we talked to Ryan Morosky yesterday about it, you don't have to score in the first. Try not to get scored on, obviously, is the big thing. Don't let the second one happen. But if you're a player, just go out and figure out, okay, what can I do? Can I go get two hits in? Can I go get a shot? Can I block a shot? Something, figure out something that you can make a positive impact. But for goodness sakes, control the puck. Stop giving the puck away.
Great advice. We're going to be on the air at 6:30 today on this special night presented by Cal Hope. And it's also a nationally televised game, so you can sync Drew and me up to the national television feed and get a video call that way. Until that time, that's the pregame morning skate show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.